I turned your mic live before you're expecting it. And now your woo-woo hoot lives on forever, sister.
Okay, no problem. Piece of cake.
You are listening to Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio.
Sounds exciting.
I love when you do that. God, it makes even an introduction just sound action-packed. You don't sound like an undermining ass at all.
I should work for CNN.
Did I even say I was John Papa Giorgio yet? I don't remember that part.
Wow.
Thanks to you.
You might.
Well, now the audience has heard it twice.
Okay. That's
the name that I guess earned me bullying as a kid, but not really.
No, because you were a bully yourself.
I was. Once I was called Poopa Giorgio and it hurt me really deeply.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did, but then it just caused me to go out and like bully like 10 other kids. It was like a pyramid scheme of abuse.
Yeah, okay. So, well, somebody called me Frankfurter, and I was like, oh, just the other day. And I was like, really? Like, I haven't heard that one before.
I think you're 52. What do you care if your last name is mocked at this point?
I don't care. That's what I'm saying. Don't you got better than that?
Frankfurter.
Yeah.
Who was it?
It was an adult.
Well, of course. It was some guy who was trying to be charming and be like, Allison Frank. That's her name, by the way.
Yes.
That's why Frankfurter worked.
Yeah. Or like, Frankenstein.
I'm going to knock you down a peg or two, and then that'll get you wet, and I'll establish I'm dominant here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to call you Frankfurter.
Speaking of, by the way? Speaking of getting you wet.
Did you hear that? And you're like, jerk, and then you're tonguing him 10 seconds later, right. As the kids say, tonguing on the playground. Did you get some tongue?
This is disgusting. No, but I did see this guy last night. This, like, it's one thing to wear a t-shirt that's supposed to be funny, you know what I mean? And so you think, oh, isn't that funny? That's a funny t-shirt. But then when the person looks like a douchebag.
Well, if we're talking a Big Johnson shirt, it's not supposed to. It is. Continue.
And this guy was wearing this t-shirt last night, went out for Mexican, this nice dinner, and sitting there by the water, standing there waiting for a table.
A waterfront Mexican restaurant.
Yes, it was.
Okay, because I'm picturing just a little taqueria, like a pupuseria.
No,
just
they
the
just
shack.
No, they just swim up.
Next to a stagnant body of water.
Anyhow, and this guy's wearing this t-shirt, and it says, I'm with the big guy. And the arrow is pointing to his crotch.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That, wow. So, you know, that's the moist maker right there.
Okay. See, it's either that or he's gay. Oh. And if a guy goes down,
okay,
it makes his partner feel real important. Like, yeah, I am the big shot in this deal, this equation we got going right now.
Gross. Nasty. I'm telling your mom.
The show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Go there for two new episodes a week.
Wow.
Typically Monday and Thursday, but we're adults. Life isn't about black and white. If it's Tuesday and Friday, if there's one per week, who's counting, really?
Everyone.
Yeah, I know.
They're all on pins and needles.
Only my syndicators and the listeners and everyone else. But to me, who's counting?
Okay. So, yeah, what else?
Twitter plugs.
Okay.
Twitter.
All right.
At Papa's Basement for me. Very active there. Allison, you still doing anything on Twitter?
I just did a couple. I mean, it's a machine. You just got to pump that well to get the water going. I mean, it's a lot of work. And
what are we talking about?
Twitter.
Oh. Thought you were lobbing a warning at future partners. There's a lot of work. Get that water flowing down there. A lot of pumping.
Oh, goodness gracious.
These pipes are not 20.
Goodness.
You're like, I've got cysts that old down there, kid. Get licking.
Gross.
What? That's your Mrs. Robinson-esque advice.
Gross. About licking cysts?
You'd be like, I got cysts as old as you, Sonny. Now really pump a G-spot. What are you doing?
I don't want the guy whose ears perked up on that one. That's who I don't want calling me. It's like,
at Allison Frank on Instagram and Twitter to harass her, especially Instagram.
Yeah.
A lot of sexy pictures there. She's like, oh, it's all about the juice.
Right.
I take a lot of pictures of me juicing. I'm a healthy juicer. I make a lot of juice. And you make these elaborate juice spreads.
Correct.
I'm not joking. You can go to her Instagram and see these things. It's like all this serrated fruit. They're practically sculpted.
That's right.
Smoothies, they look so fancy.
Correct.
Dare I say elegance.
That they do. That's
elegance,
correct.
Opulence.
Right next to
Tsar Nicholas.
Right next
would have been so lucky as to drink these concoctions.
Right next to a kiwi lotus. Who hasn't made a lotus out of a kiwi? Come on.
I've never done any of this. And I think what gets me more,
yeah,
I've never actually seen the results of your juicing
with my own two eyes.
Because you managed to make these layers in it. It looks like a parfait of juice.
That's
correct. I didn't know liquids had these properties to them. You're like a scientist. You're like, well, the density of the beet.
That's right.
Is more than the density of the lemon. And you've got this nice little, it looks like Toucan Sam's beet in a jar. Whenever you'll march around, though, you'll take this juice with you.
Yeah.
And I'll just get like a jar of brown green sludge.
I've never given you brown, but there's been plenty of green and red and orange. Yeah.
It looks like you opened up a J-trap and hit it a couple times with a drumstick.
No.
And let it rattle out.
That's juice I just made for you today. It was super delicious.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was just a solid orange, though.
Yeah, solid orange. That's what it looked like
it's
now.
Not very fancy.
But if you let it settle, like you said, it was kind of needed to be shaken.
Where's
up
the smiley face made out of a peel that goes on top?
You have to come to my kitchen for that. Or when I come to your kitchen.
Did you take a banana and cut it in half and give him little raisin eyes so he looked like a dolphin?
Oh, no. Where he's holding the grape in his mouth. Uh-huh. Oh, that's so beautiful.
I know. I want that.
I can make you that.
Please do.
It's easy enough to be done.
I'm playful because spring is in the air, Allison.
It is in the air. You're correct. It's a beautiful day.
It's lovely.
Yep.
The Asian.
It's a lovely day to be in studio where there's no windows.
I want to beat you so savagely for this.
You weren't going to be outside anyway.
I was. I have to work on my car.
Yeah, but you're not going to do that today.
I'm not.
No, because when I talked to you on the phone, you were like, meh. You didn't even answer me right away because you were just curled up in your bed.
I believe I was out buying brake pads for the car, actually. And then you caught me on the way home and you said, come on, let's go to the studio. And you had conveyed you're in Rockville, which is very close, but northeast of the studio. I live kind of southwest of the studio.
Correct.
And I figured we'd meet in the middle.
Yeah.
I drove in.
Yep.
Beat traffic.
Right.
Which is very important to having a good show, by the way. If I'm all seething about traffic, you do a 15-minute segment on traffic.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Because I got stuck in it twice.
You jumped the gun there, Maverick. I was going to get to it. I come in. The Asian lady holding up her Jesus sign.
Yeah.
John 3:16 actually written out.
I was too seething about the traffic to notice.
God so loved man, he gave his only begotten son, yada, yada. She has it written out on a little...
poster board.
A poster board, yeah. That has a piece of wood behind it. She just sits there almost picketing just this corner to give us Jesus love. And she goes away for the winter.
But she comes back.
It's like seeing the birds come back for spring. I'm like, oh, Asian lady in her ugly puffy coat, her Gore-Tex coat, like George Costanza. There you are.
We used to have this lady when I lived in Canandaigua, New York, and she used to go up and down the main street, and she would just say over and over, repent, ye sinners, repent, ye sinners. Just
wow.
All day.
Did anyone?
And then, people tried to talk to her or have a conversation or whatever. Like, she really wasn't gaining a following or anything because she just kept chanting that.
Would people prank her?
No.
And be like, look, I've been cheating on my wife. What should I do?
I think whether people wanted answers or wanted her to knock it off or whatever, she just kept to her thing, I think. So,
Bit of a one-hit wonder, it sounds like.
Yes. Oh, goodness. Those were the days. Yep.
You are so beaten.
I am. This traffic. You,
yeah,
and was
Allison.
Just, I hit it both ways, going out.
Did you not hear me say to meet here? Did we not really plan it?
No, we
what?
Didn't. And it sounded like you had company, so I assumed your mother was with you, and you said, hey, I'm pulling up
now. I like
now.
That you assumed John had company. It's his mom.
Well, because you live with your mom. So they go hand in hand. And if you had taken
it's,
your mom to do
it's a little harsh
errand,
calling her company, though. Wouldn't she be a bit of a roommate? I was in the car?
So I thought you were with your roommate, which meant you had to drop her off. So I agreed to meet at your place is where my mind was. But then...
So you drive in horrific traffic because springtime in this area, especially around the station, means...
66 blows no matter what, period.
But when it gets warmer, it gets so much worse because everyone's like, oh, we have to see D.C. We have to see D.C. before the terrorists blow it up because we know that's coming. that Malaysian 370, that's taking out the Washington Monument any day now.
Oh,
let's go see that big rock penis.
Oh, yeah. which is under construction, correct? Because it cracked or something.
The earthquake that we had in the area took it out. It still has the scaffolding? I thought that just came down.
Maybe it did. I don't know. Last time I was in the
city. Is it coming down from the top so it actually looks like a dog giving the pink lipstick?
I don't know. I do not know. So that's your friend out there with the sign and all that. Have you ever talked to her?
No.
Oh, my gosh. I saw this guy last night. I should tweet this out. But I saw this guy. He was at the theater. And he was one of these really earthy, eccentric, vegan-looking
people.
You
gave me three things to talk about in 15 seconds. So one, what theater? Because I know it wasn't like you weren't going out to see Cats. What movie were you watching? You don't have the class for Cats, lady.
Cats has been done for years, I think. So that you're dating yourself.
Isn't it off Broadway at this point?
I think it's off now. It's not even on. Like they quit the show.
Can I go down to Goshen, Virginia and get some fourth graders performing Cats for me?
Maybe. I don't know. But Cats has been done. So I was at the Rio is where I was.
The Rio? The Rio?
I was in my fedora.
What sort of Ricky Ricardo sex club was this?
That's right. So that's where I was.
What is the Rio?
Why are you saying that? I think this juice may be goofy or something.
The Rio. I was at the Rio.
I was. That's where I
saw. Most people say the multiplex. That's why I'm goofing on it. What is the Rio?
I was at the theater.
Okay.
No, the Rio. You know, the Rio off of 270.
I don't.
They call it, what do they call it? Your mom knows what
they call it. A movie theater, you Martian. That's what they call it.
No, the Rio is the plaza. It's this whole big thing. But there's another name for it, too, but I forgot it.
The plaza?
No, it's not called that. I forgot because it's been a long time, and they changed the name. And actually,
it hasn't been a long time. According to your story, you were there last night.
No, they changed it. When your mom was a baby...
Yes.
This was like a government
people
complex.
Drank from separate water fountains.
And they had
continue.
They had a name for it. So let's call it like Rose Garden or something. And that's now they say the Rio, and now it's the Rio at Rose Garden or whatever it is. But your mom knows it. And she said, and she gave me the history of it, saying, "Oh, it used to be a government complex, and now it's all blown up."
And when the Japs attacked the harbor, that's where we kept them.
And that's why I'm so afraid of this 370. Appearing on my lawn. Ugh. No, I don't know. So, yeah, I was at the Rio. So this really earthy, wiry kind of guy, and he's kind of got the...
By earthy, do you mean caked in actual dirt?
No, he was tall and lanky, kind of like Kramer, only if Kramer's hair was long and gray. So if he had a Kramer bob.
See, when I hear earthy, I picture skinny Zach Galifianakis or the singer from System of a Down. Just a lot of beard, a lot of facial hair.
No, he's clean cut, but he... He's the type of guy when you look at him.
Kramer's not earthy. He's goofy. A hipster doofus, if you will.
Yeah. He looks like a hipster, but you could just tell by his countenance, like he's very contemplative and very kind of intense. And if you said, "Hey, is that a cinnamon chai tea?" Like he'd want to know your motives behind asking it.
See, that sounds like crazy Joe DiVola, not Kramer.
It's kind of a Yul Brynner meets Kramer because he's got this wiry, earthy. Oh,
Yul Brynner's bald as ass.
I said if he had a perm.
Okay.
You know, he kind of looks like an older version of the raw foods guru, you know, with the goatee. He promotes the Nutribullet and all that. You know that guy?
No.
We watch Food Inc. and all those shows. He's in every single one of them, and he's got this crazy, wiry, permy
those
kind of hair.
Those documentaries suddenly sound like they have an agenda to me.
Anyhow.
He runs the Nutribullet company.
This guy's that one seat from me.
Every fresh fruit thing ever. Okay.
And he's the kind of guy that if I asked him what his favorite kind of lettuce was, I should be prepared to be there all day. Because he's just going to break down all 9,000 types of lettuces for you. He's that guy.
I can give you a really cute Ryan Gosling answer to that.
Which is, ask me.
What's
your favorite kind of lettuce?
Whatever kind the cute bunnies eat, girl. I don't know why I stopped the show for that. Proceed.
This is horrible. Anyhow, why was I talking about that? I was just talking
you
about
tell
the
me
the weird crazy guy. at the Rio.
You've in honor of Flight 370, you've hijacked the last 10 minutes of the show. So come on.
That's all I got. I don't know why we
crash landed into the ocean of comedy.
And let's hope
you
we don't.
You saw a wiry, dirty guy. That's all I've gotten from the story so far. At a place you don't even remember the name of.
Yeah. Well, it's the Rio.
Are you all right? You have like Olney's lesions going on?
Probably. Probably. I think I need to take my shirt off. It's getting hot in here.
I'm worried.
I'm kind of worried too, because this is kind of a little bit weird.
That was Grandpa Simpson-esque in its ability to just ramble.
But I did, what was I going to say?
I don't know, again.
I did see Grand Budapest, and it was very funny.
Oh, Grand Budapest.
Yeah, it was good. So you should see it. All of our listeners should see it. Everyone should see it.
The Wes Anderson film,
yeah,
as good. I recall.
Yeah, and I think it's very well acted. I think everyone in there is kind of in the Wes Anderson groove. Like Bill Murray, he's done his stuff before, and they just, it's very, it's a broader cast than his last Moonrise Kingdom, whatever, which just had, what, Ed Norton and Bruce Willis were kind of top billed in that one.
It had Fargo chick. Frances McDormand. And who was the sexy broad that ran away?
She's nobody. The 12-year-old? Gross. That's nasty. Sexy and 12.
And that virile young buck that brought her back home.
Who is this talking? Your mom? This is horrible. Maybe it's the juices making us crazy.
Crazy.
That's a crazy combination.
Oh, my lordy.
Yeah, so. But yeah, so this one's got everybody in it, and everybody's just a well-seasoned actor.
I was really into Wes Anderson for a long time. I'm not saying I'm not now, yeah. But good Lord, speaking of repent ye sinners and the same shtick over and over, that guy has been crapping out the same movie for 20 years.
Kind of. I mean, it is a little quirky and stuff, and you can tell the way that it's pieced
quirky,
together.
It's the same soundtracks, it's the same actors, it's the same colors.
Yeah, but this has a bigger
cast.
Can
you just direct like the Terminator remake? Come
but
on.
You just want to watch it just to watch those people even. So even if you just took out the storyline or whatever, it's just well acted. So it's done well. And so you can appreciate it from that story point, you know, from that perspective rather.
Can you lower the mic a little?
What do you mean lower the
mic? Just aim it more at your mouth.
Oh,
your precious wizened mouth.
Okay.
Full of its middle-aged wisdom.
And no teeth. All that wisdom and no teeth.
Come on. It's theater of the mind. I'm not going to let them believe you're toothless old gummy whore.
Well, that's the one you want, right? Someone with no teeth and nothing to lose.
Give you a gummarooski. Yeah. Just one peeking out like a baby tooth.
Yeah. No gag reflex. There you go, fellas.
God, I've missed being in the studio.
But
have
that's
you?
Not me. I mean, I could choke on a Flintstones vitamin. They're chewable. So
no.
It's like not
still
good.
Your hearts, boys. A baby carrot could cause it. I don't know. Actually, someone with like horrible self-esteem would love you. I think, yeah, my chick really has issues with mine.
Well.
And I'm like, it can't be the size. Is it the odor? Like just a couple inches down. She's like, ah. Like, do I require a bath? I almost want to get one of those like old-timey Western tins.
Oh, goodness.
That you see a guy just sit in and he's got bubbles comedically over his genitalia and his, like, his boots are still on. Like Brian Johnson in the video for You Shook Me All Night Long.
I never saw that. So
that.
Yeah, it's garbage.
I want to do a little something for the studio.
No.
What? I can't appreciate it.
This is not it. This is not what you're talking about.
I can't sing a little love song to this studio.
This is...
How much I've missed this place.
Yeah, it is pretty nice.
It's great.
It's more task-oriented. It pulls us back
mics,
in.
The mics are so fat. We've been recording at home for like 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
Out of pure laziness. And frankly...
because you were in your underwear the last show.
I was not in my underwear. I had pants on. You surreptitiously took a picture of my big fat tits hanging out.
Well, listen, that's really your mother's...
That really
she
needs to be...
She must have ticked up the heat like 3 times.
You're going to start me. Hold on.
It's my sarcoidosis.
I don't even want to do this version anymore. I want to do the Fat Elvis version. There we go.
Whoa.
Oh, this is when Elvis was big and fat. This is like 3 weeks.
When he can't remember the words. Died.
No, he knocks this out of the park. But you look up Elvis Presley, Unchained Melody. He is so fat for this. I guarantee you everything that was in his colon when this video was recorded was still there at the time of his death. Nothing was moving through that digestive tract.
Oh, my.
And it's like, you're looking at his face especially. You're like, how fat is he? And then you cut to the piano that he's playing away on right now in this.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's playing the piano in this. It's baller. Two huge, like,
glasses of peanut butter.
Yeah.
And Kit Kats being dipped in it.
Two huge
a turkey
coats.
Leg.
I mean, cups. Like, you think they had invented these things until 2007. They're that big. Like, Coke must have made cups special for the king to get that fat, poor bastard.
Oh, my.
Oh, God. I can't. I look at this video and I want to cry so hard. I'm like, how did you let him get like that?
Wow.
I'm laissez-faire about most things in life.
But
I'm
he's the king, so who's going to argue with him? If he's
no
like,
one.
Give me a cheeseburger dipped in peanut
Fool's
butter.
Fool's gold sandwich. Let's fly to Denver.
Yeah.
I want a pound of bacon in a hollowed out loaf with peanut butter on top. Let's make it happen. Choppity chop.
Ugh, gross. I'm just not a fan of bacon, period. Even before I stopped eating meat.
Absolutely with you on this. We could, I suppose, do a 30-minute counterculture segment where we're like, hey, bacon actually tastes like ass. And everyone attacks us. I don't like the whole hipster embrace of bacon.
Ah.
When you cook it, it smells.
What are hipsters like smoking pipes and eating bacon
whole,
and
like,
PBR?
For 5-6 years now, there's been this whole like bacon makes everything better. No, it doesn't.
No, I'm not a fan of it.
Like, I'm not huge on pig, period.
Yeah, I'm not either, really.
Like,
I mean, even before I was trying not to
even
eat
before
meat.
I saw tons of cute piglet pictures on Facebook because that's all I see now.
Yeah.
It's just pigs doing cute crap. Not the big ones. The big ones are ugly. But there's like a little piglet eating an ice cream cone. Like, that is precious.
Yeah. You don't want to slap him between two slices of bread.
No, not in the least. And I'll do that to the girlfriend because she'll be like, I had such and such bacon product or like a baconator. And I'd be like, oh, so you ate the little piglet that I sent the cute picture of earlier. And she's like, no, as long as I didn't kill it. It isn't evil.
Oh, but I thought she was doing the whole vegan thing there for a while. So
no.
Now she's now just whole hog. Literally. Whole hog.
Horrible. Horrible. She, when we met, was saying she was a pescatarian.
Yeah.
And I think she had been and she had just fallen off the wagon. But has she fallen off?
Speaking of that, when we first started talking about that, we would go to Whole Foods. I could go for some of their guacamole. That stuff is good over there.
This is very meandering right now.
Well,
just
hey.
Calling us out.
Well, you know what? Hey, listen, you're the one with the outline, so bring
I
it.
I do. Yeah. Let's stick to it.
Okay.
Shall we?
All right.
We can do... No. I'll offer a bit of news.
Okay.
A bit of good news for the show.
All right.
We might have heard back from someone who influenced, really made me desire to be on air in the first place.
Oh, Mike something?
No. Wait, what do you know? Did you talk to my mother?
No.
Did you talk to my roommate?
Your roommate.
Did she spill the beans?
No, she didn't.
Are you aware of the Don and Mike show?
Right, yes.
Did you listen to it at all?
Some, yes.
Some.
I used to do commuting and they would come on in the afternoon.
Yes, so. They were the kings of Washington drive time.
Yeah.
I started listening at age 13, and they had a news guy on the show who was really close friends with Don, the host, named Buzz Burbank.
I don't know him. Gross.
Way to make this go really smoothly.
I mean, I love Don Burbank or whatever.
Jesus Christ. Jesus effing Christ. Yeah, Don Burbank. Long story short. I heard back. I had applied to become a part of this one DC podcast network that's pretty big and pretty successful. And I didn't realize that Buzz, I knew his current show was on it. Didn't realize he was kind of in charge of things.
Okay.
And I got an email today from Michael Elston. And I'm like, I know this name somehow.
Yeah.
And I click and it's Buzz. And I'm like, God damn, that is Buzz's real name.
Oh.
And Buzz said he listened to a couple episodes and thoroughly enjoyed the show.
That's
and might
great.
Be tossing in the thoroughly, but he said good things. He didn't say we sucked.
Oh, good.
And that's all I need. That he said in a couple weeks, we're going to powwow and see where things go.
Oh, great. Let's powwow.
All I know is I'm happy, Allison.
Okay, good. Be full of glee.
I grew up listening.
To Buzz.
To Buzz. Buzz got the last hour of the Don and Mike show.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, it was Buzz's like news and comment.
Oh.
He ran that roost. And for a time, it really sucked because they could really do a segment and go long. And so Buzz's hour 6 to 7 was just like, that's great, Buzz. We got another commercial. And all the commercials had kind of been shoved into that last hour. But the last few years of the show, they really let Buzz do his thing. And I love him. He's a great personality.
Yeah.
I heard his recent interview with Don Geronimo.
Mm.
Could you really just...
I don't know these people, really. I mean, I knew him back in the day.
Tell me someone that you don't... That I wouldn't know about.
That tickles my pickle? Yeah. No one, really. I mean, I'm just not...
Mention one of your friends.
What friend?
I just give me someone to. I'll show you how you fake knowing.
Oh,
you know,
Susan,
play along.
It's me and Susan Sarandon.
Wow, I am a fan of her work. How is she?
Great.
Ageless beauty. Those are the words that come to mind. Ageless beauty.
She looks great on AARP's magazine. I can tell you that.
Oh, and the retiree magazine that she was on. Oh God. That AARP thing came out. I'm like, I used to jack it to this chick.
Well, I mean, she's still all right. I mean, Rocky Horror was a while, but, you know, it's fine. She's good for 150 or whatever.
Tim Robbins, fool. That's what I say. A fool.
Well, they just broke up. Well, isn't that what just happened? She broke up with him. So why is he a fool?
I thought he gave her the dumperoo. Doesn't everyone assume that?
No, I thought she dumped him for a younger guy. Like, she was with some, like some 13-year-old or something.
Ooh.
No, I mean, some like young.
She got the guy from Moonrise Kingdom.
I think that's where see, full circle. We just
call
brought
back.
It around.
Where's the triangle I can ring for a successful callback?
Oh, goodness.
But yeah, really, I got to email Buzz Bank and email Buzz back. Buzz Bank back. Yes, that's his name.
Or Don Burbank.
Yeah. Got the email Buzz back, and I was like, dude, you have no idea how much you made my day.
Yeah.
You made my week, mayhaps.
Yes.
Dare I say, the month.
Oh, nice.
I know, he's getting there.
Yep.
But that was awesome.
He's no Fat Elvis, but he'll make a close second.
I know that you have no comprehension of the pantheon of my radio heroes, but Buzz is way up there.
That's good.
So the fact I even got to interact, he's a dude I used to go out and see him at signings. Wouldn't it be like Don and Mike is out at, you know, Errol's Video? No, they are never at a slum like that. But I remember one time I was in college and they did a signing at the, what was it called? The Acropolis or some Greek-themed DC crap hole. And I went out just to like smell their fingers practically.
Mm.
I did the walk and I was like, that's what they look like. This was before Twitter, before Facebook. Really, people didn't have internet presences with ease unless you paid for corporate sites. So radio was still like, that's what that man is.
Yeah. Yep.
Now we're all everywhere.
Everybody's
you can't have the
everywhere.
Face for radio anymore. But back then, yeah, I paid good money to get into a place just to see Buzz and Don and Mike, the whole gang in person.
And the whole gang.
Yes.
And they're beautiful. They're wonderfully handsome people.
I mean, they're not like radio, the average radio
mutant. Isn't Don my friend? He is my friend.
I mean, he was on Facebook. I think he did like a big... purge.
Oh, did he?
Did a big purge-a-roo. I'm no longer his Facebook buddy after all these years.
Oh, man, he dumped you? He dumped me, too?
Yeah, and I'd make sure to like at least a post a week. I'm very unhappy about that. I wanted to feel special and be like, Don and I, he sees my status updates. This is awesome.
Oh.
Not so much anymore.
Well, now he's not getting all my beautiful juices either. Poor thing.
We'll let that hang there for a bit.
The end.
We can talk about my road trip to Philly. How's
did
that?
You go?
I did.
Oh, I thought that was like
speaking
Monday.
Speaking of eating pigs, speaking
gross.
Of the girlfriend,
gross.
It all comes together in this road trip to Philly.
And you scrumped like monkeys. You did some monkey
Why
scrumping.
Why did you jump to a conclusion that I.
Well, we can't
wish
leave the listeners hanging. You're
going
to cry about, I ain't getting any, I ain't getting any. Now you can say, yeah, I got some.
I certainly did not screw in the city of brotherly love, no. Not what? On the way in, not on the way back.
I thought you were staying there.
No, we did not. We did a day trip. I'm gonna explain the whole shebang.
This is gonna be boring. care of.
I hate you. Why isn't Howard here?
If we want this, then why don't we just turn on CNN and hear him talking about looking for 370? Oh, it was just another white cap. I was looking with my eyes, another white cap. And if we have to hear about this zombie plane one more time.
Oh, we can talk zombie plane later.
All right, let's hear about your zombie drive.
Let's do my Philly trip. The next episode can be you dishing about your friend Joel or whatever you walked in here. You've been in an S attitude
ever since
you strutted in here from your traffic. I wanted you to decompress after that traffic because I did a live show
last
week after being in traffic and it was horrible.
Oh, I don't think that's true.
It was 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I did a live show and I left the house at like 1:30 and showed up here at like 2:45. Yeah. No show prep and it ruins you. So just relax, buddy.
All right.
It's all good.
Let me just go on this Philly ride.
Life is great. I know you saw like 6 accidents coming and going.
And a dragon.
You drove an extra 30 miles.
I did.
To come back here. You drove past the station, went to my house, realized I wasn't there, and drove back to the station.
I did.
Huge amount of traffic.
Correct.
You are broke as all hell.
Oh, man.
Your car has 468,000 miles on it.
Mm-hmm.
You can ill afford the gas or the extra mileage, and yet all of that happened. I don't want that sacrifice to be for you to come in.
All right, let's hear about
and
Philly.
Contribute nothing. You're a funny girl, Allison.
Yes, that's right.
Remember, the rule of improv is not no, it's yes and.
Oh, I gotcha.
So you hear what I say and you build on it.
I gotcha. I'm with you 100%. Let's hear about Philly, kids.
I don't like this character. It's all wrong. Screw the rules of improv. If that's where you're taking things, it's wicked and incorrect.
Oh, Bugs Bunny as Bugsy Malone. I don't know.
Yeah, my chick.
Yeah. Something about pigs and sex. Go. I was hanging on every word.
That is like how I picture every woman thinking about me once I'm done flirting with them.
Pigs and sex.
Sex-obsessed piglet.
Oh, goodness.
Both his personality and continence. Countenance. Continence is holding your pee in.
That's true. Well, or poop. Incontinent is either one.
Oh, really?
Pee or poop.
Either hole's open for...
If you're incontinent
open
of stool,
for improv.
Or you've been incontinent of urine, so...
Wow, okay.
Learn something new every day.
My chick is young.
Yes, she is.
Young 12. Enough to have spring break. Exactly.
Correct.
12. They call it Easter break.
Oh,
at her elementary school.
Okay.
She's on spring break. And a couple of months ago, that became let's do something for spring break. She works, so we had to, it couldn't be a week-long thing, thank Christ. My wallet went, yay!
Right.
You're not the only one with a crap car that's siphoning their money.
Yours car is pretty new. So.
Oh, the fact that mine is having the issues it's having is pathetic.
Yeah.
Given that yours really, is it like plated with stegosaurus bones or?
Yeah, that's right.
You turn it on and its first words are, it's like, it talks like Knight Rider, by the way, for the premise of this.
Okay.
It says, let me tell you about what it was like before the Big Bang.
That's right.
Okay. Back to more unfunny stories.
Okay.
She decides that we're going to do a day trip to Philly.
Yeah.
And I hear this. I'm like, that's cool. I haven't been to Philadelphia in 2 years.
Yeah.
My stinky ex lived there.
Yeah.
And I barely saw the city because she was technically 15 miles outside it in Jersey.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm actually going to see all that touristy crap.
Right.
I want to see the Liberty Bell.
Right.
I'd like to see that Love Park sign.
Right.
You know, the one that's like on the Rage Against the Machine album.
Yeah.
I want to do the jumping next to the Rocky statue.
Right. Did you do that? Where's the photos? You didn't. All right. Jump the gun. Sorry. And rewind.
There we go.
Here we go, kids. Back to the story.
30-second back button on the DVR. I don't plan anything.
I know.
I don't know about you. Well, it's very difficult. I usually, when I'm with a girl... They're kind of the planny ones, if you will. So if they're saying...
Because you're kind of the lazy one. if you
will. Yeah. You know, I was going to go for like lighthearted, fancy free, living by the seat of my pants, but you're right. I don't have an ability to see the future 5 seconds from now. That's why I overeat. I'm just like, pizza's so good. And then I look in the mirror 10 seconds later and I'm like, why am I so effing fat?
And then you're turn around. This can't go to waste.
I'm like, more delicious pizza. I cannot put like the present.
We don't know what the future is going to hold.
Even seconds from the future. Yeah. Exactly. That damn zombie plane could get us all, Allison.
That's right.
Living in fear here.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting down like, well, she'll come up with something. Yeah. And we're about a week out. And I'm like, I guess we don't have to plan much. It's Philadelphia. For those, we live in D.C., thereabouts. It's like 2.5 hour drive. It's nothing huge.
Right.
Nothing's given. I'm like, so what do you want to see?
Yeah, but she's 12, so you got to do it for her. Hold her hand. Be the leader. Be a man. Grow a pair. Grow a pair. Sing. Now back to the story.
I am giving you a half hour to calm down after this episode.
I think if I add some soda, which I'm not supposed to drink, then maybe I'll feel better.
Something.
Okay. So she gives you nothing, but
she gives me nothing.
Right, but her backpack's empty. So what do you?
It's not a metaphorical backpack either. You mean the one that she takes to school every day?
I mean, she's 10 years old. You're like, oh,
you were at least giving
me
12 before. Now she's 10.
Well, I'm just saying, she's not a master planner. So
by the end of this story, according to you, I will be taking a woman pregnant with her to Philadelphia.
That's right. I'm just saying.
Well, I had to embrace that. I had to realize and come to terms
with
the
fact that...
Well,
everyone listening now is thinking, hey, you're a box of rocks. You should have planned something for you and your girlfriend to do.
I did.
Women like confidence.
I just did it like... It's not confidence.
Why do you think guys make so many jokes about women? About, here, where do you want to eat? I don't care. We can go anywhere. Because that's what we don't... Just take us somewhere. Do it. Be a man.
Well, it's because the guys don't care either. And you guys punish us like crazy for screwing up if we do. Because if I had my druthers, I'd just be taking us to Whole Foods every damn day. Or Taco Bell or something really easy.
But I think...
And then you just hear, why do we always go to this? And it's like, well, the first time we went here, you loved it. So let's do it to death.
So your girlfriend...
You don't hear me going, why am I always getting blowjobs? And she replies, well, the first time we did it, you loved the hell out of it. Yes. And the 500th time you do it, you know what? It's still a big hit in your repertoire. Yeah. Open with that, close with that, play it a few times in the middle.
Oh, gosh, that's too funny.
So, I stole that from David Spade.
That's fine. I think, what's his name? Old Fatty has a bit about that, too. Like, you just feed us, blow us.
Old Fatty, you really narrowed it down in the world of comedians. Fit, virile bunch they are. The insecure Jewish one.
He's Ralphie May because he's got the kids named Tuesday and Summer or something.
He has kids?
Yeah, because he named his kids because his name is May, and I think his name is like June and July or something. He named his kids something weird because it plays on the because it's May. Yeah,
I really hope that's a bit like that Northwest.
I mean, whatever. But he had a whole thing like you just. You know, feed us and blow us, and yeah, we're pretty happy about that. I forget the whole bit because he's kind of meh. You know, that parallel comedy observations we've all made. So it wasn't
parallel
that.
Comedy.
Yeah, well,
is that a term?
Yeah, where you have parallel.
Oh, I'm going out on a limb here. This is me being a man.
Yeah,
I'm being man enough to mock you for that because I've never heard it. So I'm going to act like it doesn't exist, and
we
you made it up
talked about
on the
it before.
Spot.
No, it is. It's called. Damn. Because we wanted to talk about that before where I saw this comedian do this whole bit. But I had talked about bed and breakfast before, too, and had this came kind of observation.
Parallel evolution.
No, it's like a... And they talk about joke stealing and all that. But how many times have somebody said, you know, my dick ain't going to suck itself? Well, you didn't really invent that.
Whoa, Dice Man. Good Lord. This is the clean show.
Richard. Richard's not going to suck himself.
Good Lord.
Can't you say Dick? It's a name. It's my Uncle Dickie.
I don't think we can do that and suck in the same sentence.
Okay.
Good Lord.
Well, whatever it is. I'm just saying, like,
cigarette
whatever
off your
comedian kind of put it out there or whatever t-shirt company put it out there. Like people
Was that a big t-shirt?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I said it 100 years ago I'm with to my
guy,
friend
that guy
in a
like,
restaurant.
I need that t-shirt too.
And he was stunned when I said it. And he was like, did you just say that? And I was just like, oh, well, you know, but then other people have it and they didn't steal my joke. It's just a common observation, a parallel observation, comedy, whatever they call it. So it's not joke stealing. It's like the whole, you know, poop in the pants thing or whatever. The Dean, what's his name there? And your Louis C.K. And they had that thing. And oh,
when the kid crapped in the bathtub.
No, about wiping or something. And he had this whole bit about it. And he said, well, you stole my bit. Louis C.K. said you stole my bit. And he's
to
like,
who?
To, I want to say Dean something.
One of those parallel comedians.
Who is the douchebag you and your brother hate, but he's so popular. And he's done movies, too. He was in.
Dean Cain is Superman. I know who you're talking about.
Oh.
The guy that did the super finger.
Dane Cook. There we go. We came around. But see, it probably was not joke stealing. It was just the similar observation. Like, we all have
to wipe.
Well,
I forgot only Louis C.K. had an anus.
Right, exactly. So.
Continue.
Well, that's where I was going with this whole thing. So, go ahead. And back to Philadelphia.
Well, I had to grow a pair. God, I love how you really do roll with it. I don't acknowledge anything you said. I'm like, okay, back to my thing.
Alrighty.
I grew a pair and planned.
Okay.
And you know me, I'm like, well, if I'm going to plan, I'm just going to eat everything I want to eat.
Well,
in
that's
the city.
Good. That's planning still. My ex-husband did the same thing.
Well, I'm like, I'm going to eat the best sandwich in the city.
Which is where?
Which is apparently the roast pork at Denix.
Oh.
D-N-I-C apostrophe S. I think it's Tony Denix. Some Guinea name. Shocker.
Says who? Fieri?
Fatso Adam Richman. Close.
Oh, I like him, though.
Adam Richman was like, my tummy says this is not only the best sandwich in the city. He actually voted it the best sandwich in America.
Wow.
And I'm like, wait a minute. I don't dine on swine much.
Yeah.
At all. I hadn't had pork in months. But I'm like, oh, you know.
He's a brother knows
how
food.
Often am I eating this thing?
Yeah.
So I do that. I'm also like, got to.
But
have
what's
best.
Your rating? For the sandwich.
I've had better.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
To say it's the best in the country. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but I think that has to do with your own flavor profile. What really churns your butter?
Well, it was a very basic sandwich.
Yeah.
It was like a baguette.
Yeah.
Take decent roast pork.
But did you get the one that he recommended?
Yeah. I walked up because I had written it down in my fatso email to myself. I'm like, ask for this, this, and this.
Yeah.
And there's a, you know, chick taking orders. And I'm like, what's the sandwich that the fatso loved?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, it's the roast pork with the Parmesan and the broccoli rabe. I'm like, that one.
Yeah. So, well, they're supposed to be in Philly. Maybe you did this on your research or whatever. But they're supposed to be because you go there for the Philly cheesesteak. And there's
roast pork actually is their thing more than the cheesesteak. They're like, screw the cheesesteak.
Yeah.
This is what we do right.
But there's supposed to be two like rival cheesesteak people.
Pat's and Gino's. I already went there.
Yeah. So
I already hit them both up.
Yeah. And which what did you favor?
Whichever one, I believe it's Gino's, because one of them is lit up like a damn Vegas casino.
Yeah.
And it has like a store across the street for its merch.
Yeah.
And then there's another that looks like where the first guy stores his snow shovels.
Yeah.
It's tiny and crappy by comparison, and it has none of the lines.
Yeah.
Like, you're in and out of that one in 30 seconds.
But it did not have the food that the other one did. So you need the Razzle Dazzle to make a good sandwich.
No, I liked the Hovels more.
Oh, did you?
They were both the same sandwich. Jesus Christ. It's the girlfriend hit on the head. She's like, it's a Philly cheesesteak. What if you had a bad one? I'm like, you're right. Unless I'm making disgusting steakums and I'm stinking up my house with that filthy steakum stench.
Steakums are bad.
And that dried blood like rolls kid. Off them and like just sits in the frying pan. That brown crust.
Ugh.
That's in your arteries and on the pan. And you're just scrubbing it away. You're like, why do I hate my body? Why do I do this to myself?
And those are disgusting.
The Adam Richman sandwich.
Okay.
I'm like, gotta get that.
All right.
The girlfriend's a cheese nut. So there was in one of the various posts of where to eat in Philly, someone was like, this is the best grilled cheese you're going to have, a place called Kraft Melt.
Okay.
And they served a dish that was a huge grilled cheese that had beef brisket and mac and cheese inside it.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay, yeah, that looks like a winner there. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, it is Philly, so we have to get the best cheese steaks in the city.
Right.
And that is apparently John's.
Okay.
As you enter South Philly. The colon of Philadelphia, if you will.
Okay.
So
also the colon of Chantilly with our Big John right here in studio.
What? I don't get it. What did you say? I'm confused. You need soda.
And now back to your story.
Keep laughing. I want a drink of water now. Keep going.
Oh, goodness. So you had
laughter.
So you had all of these foods just.
Well, I lined up the foods. Then I Google things to do in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And I'm also a little cheap, shall we say?
So you went to free museums? Well, boring.
Well, Huffington Post might have had a list of
baseball
the best
Hall
free...
Baseball Hall of Fame or something.
Best, that's Cooperstown. Best free things to do in Philadelphia. And I'm like, we're going to start here.
Okay.
And I came up with the Liberty Bell and Independence Hall. I love park. There's a big mosaic called the Dream Garden to check out. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of crap. The Rocky Steps are free.
Yes.
And I was like, this is several hours worth of stuff. And I was breaking it down the night before.
I want that on a t-shirt. The Rocky Steps are free.
I want to spit that in a terrorist's face before I shove a bayonet through him. These colors don't run. The Rocky Steps are free. Go to hell.
Rat-a-tat-tat.
Say hi to your virgins for me.
Bad.
With a dry, cool wit like that. Continue. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so the night before, I even arranged it on a map. This is me being very proactive. I'm like, here's the list of stuff I want to do. She's like, dude, we're not going to do all that crap. So I pick the highlights, and I really say, like, okay, John's is the southernmost part. We're going to enter there. We'll be driving for 3 hours.
Yeah.
So we'll probably be hungry. And well, then I really planned it out. It was like a nice little loop through the city, and then you come back out and leave.
Yeah.
Well, I got to say, I wasn't expecting this to be the case. After that trip, I appreciate my chick a lot more.
Oh, really?
Aren't those like trips just the death of a couple?
Sometimes they can be. I mean, that's a lot of car time.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
but I think you got to go 3 days somewhere with someone. That's what they say. You do a vacation with someone. It's not necessarily a day trip. Day trip is kind of like a honeymoon period, and you can tolerate it and blah, blah, blah.
Well,
plus, you're shoveling a lot of food in your face. So you're just eating, and you got those happy food endorphins going. So, you know.
Really, food is love. Yeah. If you're.
But they do tell you, like, if you take a trip with someone, that's when somebody's true colors come out, because you're dealing with wait staff, or you're dealing with, you know, a tour that doesn't go on time, and you're dealing with, so it's several days of, you know, when you're in each other's space of activities of daily living that someone's true colors come out, you know. There's prep time.
So like a
ready
soldier on
that.
The Trail of Tears would think the true color of the Indians, really weepy, really morose people.
Probably.
Are they just like, dude, knock it off. You are a
lighten
bummer
up.
Right now. You want a blanket?
I got a whoopee cushion. Here you go. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
A couple of beads.
I mean, a day trip. Actually, I went on a trip with Joel once, and we're
finish my story, friend.
But listen, we went two days.
You convinced me. Continue.
We went 2 days to New York City. I still bust his chops about it all the day because he's so like fickle and all this, you know, so touchy or whatever. But he can. He's very spontaneous.
Fickle and touchy. Like they go hand in hand.
It's like he can.
He's so artistic and diabetic. What?
Yes. That's true. Anyhow, so we're at this hotel, and I actually gotten sick while we were on this trip. And on the way home, it wasn't until I got to my friend's house. I couldn't even drive home from DC to Winchester because I was so sick. I'd stayed at a friend's house and I had taken my temperature there and it was like almost 104. It was like 103.8 or maybe it was 104.1. Like it was so high. And he kept saying,
Is that why you're like this now? That's like brain melting hot.
Anyhow, he was just like, would you just lighten up? And what's the matter with you? And his thing is like, if something's not going well, he's like, you know, just, why don't you go do your thing and I go do my thing? And I was like, why do you always do that?
That
like
really puts a woman at ease. Look, we fought. I'm going to go to the strip club. Yeah. You knit.
But we weren't a couple. We're just friends. But I'm saying he does that in his romantic relationships as well.
If you do it with a friend, you do it with your girlfriend.
Yeah. So, and I said, why do you always do that? Like, you just want to cut everything off. Like, we're adults. Like, can't we just talk it off? I'm not saying I'm not having fun.
I am just now learning to not be that stunted.
I think you just need to communicate. And he is good about communicating things, but he can be very curt and very whatever.
He's communicating the fact he's escaping communicating. I'm leaving now.
So the story
goes, I will return when we've forgotten about our conflict until it arises again.
So we're together and we're in this cab or something. And then he says something.
Was it a cab?
It was.
A cab or something.
Or magic
carpet. I picture like either a cab or the cars from the Jetsons.
I had a fever. So anyhow, we're leaving. It starts raining. And he can't find whatever we were supposed to be going or doing or whatever. And we couldn't hail a cab fast enough. And I said, just let me do it. And he said, let's go back to the hotel and have them get us a cab. And I was like, it's New York. You can hail a cab and you want me to do it or something? And he just turned around and he's like, why don't you go where? Ever the F you want.
He sounds like a peach.
So listen, he's walking away, but he has my bus ticket and he has the hotel stuff. So I just had to follow him behind him.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of like, go over there if you want. I guess I had a
girlfriend in New York and we had a huge fight back when I was in college. And she marches off and I'm like, hey, bitch, you got the dorm keys in your pocket. I just sprint after her.
Yeah. So that's kind of the thing. We joke about it now. I mean, even then, I kind of found it comical. Like, he's so super mad. He's like, go wherever the F you want. And he storms away. And I'm like, you got all my stuff in your pocket. So nice. I'll just follow you then. Like, are you still here? Anyhow, we got a cab. And I think we saw a show.
No wonder he's such a ladies' man, like you say.
He is a peach. So she's a trooper because what? And back to Philadelphia.
She was silent the whole ride up.
Oh.
Like,
that's
real
boring.
Silence. No, not boring. Because she's just like, she's obsessed with This American Life, if you've ever heard of it.
Nope.
All right. Great show on NPR.
For teens or tweens.
No, like really mature, like intellectual. It's one of those things where I'm like, okay, there's something doing in her noggin when I heard she was into that. And she got me into it.
Not just kittens playing with yarn.
Yeah.
Oh, lollipops.
And addition signs and crayon, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
No, she puts that on.
Yeah.
And I mean dead silence. Like, you would have thought we had the biggest blow up of all time before we got in the car.
Sounds boring to me.
You know, there was a time I would have been really creeped out by it when I was less secure. Now I'm like, she's happy with this.
Yeah, and shut her your
God help me. I'm doing all right with it, too. We're just listening to Ira Glass do his thing. It's 95 is relatively uninterrupted nothingness. Until you pass, my buddy Jerry's here.
Oh,
hop on in, Jerry.
Come on.
Until you pass through.
Where's Denny?
Chester, Denny, Jerry's baby.
It's in the bag. The baby's in the bag.
No.
Aww.
No baby in the bag. Jerry, we're about to end this one, so you want to just hop on the second one at the beginning? He says yes. That's right.
Aww.
We drive through Chester, Pennsylvania, which looks like downtown Beirut, a couple miles south of Philly.
It sounds terrible.
And I'll summarize it as thus, because I think we only got a couple minutes left in the episode. We show up at John's. We eat.
Yeah.
We do a couple of sights. I'm like, you want to see this? She goes, whatever you want to do. Really smiling. Does not care.
Yeah.
I do a couple things. I can tell. Not exaggerating. We've done Mia's 3 hours of driving. Her 2.5 hours. She's in the car with me.
Yeah.
Because I went to pick her up. We are in Philadelphia, maybe 2 hours. I can already tell she's lost interest.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you want to go? Because we hit all the food places. That was the important thing. Yeah. I had my fancy mac and cheese sandwich. I got the pork sandwich. I got the whole steak-em sub.
Yeah.
And she's like, you had other things you wanted to do? Do you want to do those? I'm like, no, I'm pretty good if you're good. She's like, yeah, I'm all right. Let's go.
Yeah.
And we drive back. 2.5 hours in Philadelphia, more than double the time on the road.
Yeah.
And we come back and we just start watching Frasier on Netflix. And it's so simple and easy.
Sounds boring.
No.
I'm glad I'm not dating you guys.
Shut up.
I want to shoot myself.
Shut up.
Let's feed our faces and watch Frasier.
I think anyone else listening to this would be like, that is divine.
Nah.
Can you clone each other?
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's,
I
mean,
want to be a third in your relationship.
I think it's perfect for you guys because you click that way. I mean,
yeah, there was a time I would have been like, oh, a relationship should be more than this. We should do. Now I realize I'm just happy I'm not fighting. Just happy there's
but
someone that wants
really
to do
But I don't think you really
ever
had a relationship close enough to where you really fought anyway.
Well,
I mean, when
I did a lot of long distancey stuff.
Yeah,
but
and then you just blew up and
fight
leave.
Being
yeah.
via text, too.
Yeah, I guess. But that's
trust, no, I managed to cram a lot of fighting into those precious moments we had together.
Oh, my. It's ridiculous. Well, I'm glad you had fun. Did you take some pictures? No, you didn't.
I took a ton.
Oh, you did? I want to see.
Little Miss Know It All.
And back to Philadelphia.
If I had a producer, I would have him cut a clip of that and play it at the end, but I don't. And I'm never going to go back to edit this podcast. So screw it.
But I would like to see those photos. Did you post them on Facebook or anything?
They're on my phone. You can go through.
What about your Instagram?
I'll show you exactly how many photos you can flip through without seeing
but
anything
I mean,
on
if
me.
If you've got like 9,000 of your cats, couldn't you put some that you're actually out of your bed and you're like, oh, look, my cat's caught in my bathrobe again. Because we're always in bed together.
I guess I could.
And they're like, wow, this guy does leave his bedroom.
Fine.
Okay.
Fine, you peer pressured me.
Let's see what you did.
Allison, you know what the song means?
Woo, we're out of here.
You can go and let off your toxic vapors or whatever the hell is festering inside you. And then we'll try to whip together an outline for a second
let's
episode.
Let's whip it up.
Gotta hate you sometimes.
And back to Philadelphia.
In Papa's Basement is the show's website. That's because the show's called Papa's Basement. Yeah. Makes sense when you see it in that context.
Yeah.
I'm John Papa Giorgio at Papa's Basement on Twitter or Instagram in case you want those cat pictures that she was not lying about.
Or the Philly pictures.
Maybe I'll put up some pictures of me. You twisted my arm. Allison.
Yes, darling.
If the boys want to stalk you.
Yes.
And direct message you profane and really inconsiderate things that kind of demean your worth as a human being.
Yeah, I don't get enough motorboat jokes, so send them on in, fellas.
All right. Well, if you want to if you want to hit up Allison, it's at podcast hole. No, it's at Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0-N Frank. Hit her up. And if you really want to help the show, find us on Stitcher.
Yeah.
That's a big thing. Get our Stitcher rank up. We were at like 5,800.
Oh.
That's a killer rank, I know. I think we're at 47 right now. Ooh. So who knows? 3,600, we're nipping at your heels. So look us up on Stitcher. Look up The Spookies on Kickstarter. Google The Spookies comic Kickstarter. That's a comic I do with my buddy under his... I don't know. I probably shouldn't have said his name earlier in the show. He likes to keep that private. Donate there. We've got like $1.60 to go, I think, to hit our goal. I'll be talking about that more on the next episode, but I'll be promoting that on Twitter and the Facebook and everywhere else. And iTunes.
Oh, sounds good.
Papa's Basement on iTunes. Subscribe and give us a nice rating.
Yeah.
And that helps with the ranking and the abstract. One of these days, we'll appear on the big podcast list, like Adam Carolla. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. That will never happen. All right. We're out of here.
Peace out.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time. But I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way. Glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.
Okie dokie, and this is me talking, but I'm not really talking, I'm singing. Allison, get on the mic.
Yeah, now maybe I can hear it for the first time.
We have the headphone jack. We got it. It arrived.
So we have arrived.
You are a disgusting pig.
How come I can only hear from one ear?
It's broken, probably. Most headphones do that.
Well, I don't want these broken.
Well, you shouldn't. You shouldn't settle.
Why are yours silver?
Because they're for the captain of the show.
Let me have those.
No, you don't get silver headphones. You get black peasant headphones.
Why? That's not very nice. How come nobody's in the studio next to us? And why did you just do a fart?
Because we're coming out of that studio live right now, actually. Well, not live, obviously.
Yes, we are. Oh, great. This old crookedy thing. What are you all giggly about?
Oh,
say, can you see?
Music Hour.
By the dawn's early light.
I've never heard that so atonally rendered before. All right, these are going to be my levels,
I'll drift down here.
Well, why would you? You don't put a regulator plate on a Ferrari. Why would you turn down the volume on this?
Whoa, that was deep. I do not know.
Okay, this is me talking, and what glorious levels they are. Let's get you talking, Allison, because you're very mumbly right now, like spider.
You know why? Because I watched some CNN today. Is that the most, I mean, seriously, could they be more monotone? It just sounds like they're talking like, flight 370.
You wish they'd sex up a dead plane and be like, hey, everybody.
Even the people on
two
the
two for Tuesday.
They are just not doing the right thing by it. Well, if he did, here's my theory on why he turned north. And everyone on the panel's like, so they're not being very sensitive either. Like, that's not good. And seriously, are you going to text the whole time? Because that's messed up. I'm telling your mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to.
Oh, wow. Whoa, that was so loud. Do we know that band?
No, I just know the guitarist is a handsome Dickens.
Is he anything like you there, Jigaboo Lips? Did you do anything with your mom today?
Nah, I got her food from Whole Foods. That's about it.
Oh, you did? What did you bring for her?
Bacon pizza.
Gross.
With egg on it.
Ugh.
Bacon breakfast pizza.
Gross. I thought you wanted to get her healthy. That's not healthy.
How's her request? And she gave me her credit card. She's an adult.
That's nasty.
It's not juice.
No, and I brought you some delicious juice, and you couldn't even taste all the good stuff in it. That's how good it is. You didn't taste celery, did you?
No.
You didn't. It tasted delicious, so you're welcome.
You're doing that weird talking in down your throat thing that you do whenever we do levels.
If I was going to talk inside my throat, then I would talk like this in the back of my throat. And I don't know who this is. Kind of like Cleveland, kind of like Frog.
I had a real killer analogy, and it...
What happened to it? You need me to keep talking in the back of my throat like I got peanut butter stuck back here?
Yeah.
I can do that. Yeah. Yeah, that's actually your brother's noise. Yeah. That's what I like to do. Yeah. You want to go to Roost Chris? Yeah.
Edward G. Robinson, yeah, Shay. Bruce Chris, Shay, they butter your potatoes real nice, Shay.
Well, that's somebody entirely different. Something entirely different. Seriously, this is not text time, all
right? I'm getting off right now. I'm saying my goodbyes.
Yeah, so do it.
Okay.
Make it happen. And then flight 370. So what we're doing here is we're having to get into these Navy planes, and then we got the Army planes, and there's the Zebra planes, and there's a Giraffe plane. But rather than using any...
Zebra and Giraffe planes? That sounds amazing. I want those.
Well, what we're going to have to do is we're just going to have to look for this debris with our eyes, even though it's 9,000 feet under the water surface.
It is the equivalent of dumping a grain of rice in like 5 football stadiums together and then being like, we're going to find this guy.
And they're saying, well, why haven't we found it?
And there's a couple feet of water across
these
things.
Well, you see, submarines can only go 300 feet. They're about 8,700 feet shy.
They're going to, do they think they're going to send a submarine down and then it'll have like Inspector Gadget hands?
No,
just
they're
coming
saying
off?
We actually get in the plane and we have to look out the window with our eyes to find it. That's what they're saying. And why are you using your eyes instead of any technical? Well, sometimes, devices can't pick up things. So a lot of times with our eyes, we see white caps. We see debris.
Yeah, it sounds like a nice little trip to the beach.
We see a dolphin.
Exactly.
What do you think?
I saw a seahorse singing with a crab.
You're like, oh my gosh, seriously. And then we got the marine aquatic something. Super whatever. I disagree with Kevin because...
All right, you get your wish. Let's start.
Chop, bitty, chop, chop.